News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government is to pump $250 million into a project aimed at revitalizing banana production for the export market. The Banana Export Expansion Program, BEEP, targets new and existing farmers in Portland, St. Mary and St. James.
This program is supported by the government of Jamaica through land divestment in priority agriparks, providing the revolving loan for materials up to the first harvest, infrastructure support for farmer groupings, and technical support to facilitate the certification of the farms.
Special Project Supervisor Banana Board Wayne Peart. BEEP is being implemented by the Banana Board with funding under the European Union's Jamaica Banana Accompanying Measures. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the country is proceeding with plans to purchase a hedge in the world oil market against the risk of a sharp increase in the price of oil. Dr. Phillips says he will shortly lay a ministry paper in the House of Representatives, giving an update on the status of implementing the hedge.
They proposed to lay a ministry paper in the House shortly, subsequent to the consideration of the whole matter by the Cabinet. We are proceeding with the arrangements. The last thing was the contracts were being reviewed by the lawyers internationally.
Hedging is aimed at accomplishing a stable price for oil on the international market. Cabinet has approved changes to the Lockup Administration Policy and Procedures Guidelines of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. The revised administration policy for persons deprived of their liberty is expected to make significant changes to the way individuals are treated while in police custody or while incarcerated in a correctional institution. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the policy addresses a number of issues.
It addresses the following issues: a suicide prevention protocol, provisions which target mental health and physical injury concerns. Specific provisions outline how persons with disabilities are to be dealt with. Specific provisions outline procedures for dealing with children in conflict with the law. A training component. Sanctions for breaches of the policy.
Minister Bunting says once implemented, the policy will make Jamaica 21st century aligned in terms of the treatment of persons deprived of their liberty. And a bill seeking to entrench local government in the Constitution was passed in the House of Representatives last Tuesday. The Constitution Amendment Local Government Act got the support of 57 members, 41 from the government side and 16 from the opposition, while 6 members declined to vote. Under the legislation, local authorities will be given the ability to perform regulatory functions to facilitate the management, improvement, and development of resources of local communities. The bill also allows Parliament to make provision for local authorities to generate and spend their own revenue and to provide for the holding of local government elections. The legislation is in keeping with recommendations in the August 1993 report on the Constitution of Jamaica and the May 1995 final report of the Joint Select Committee of the Houses of Parliament on Constitutional and Electoral Reform. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The sun-kissed mountains bring peace to my...
Are you in high school? Do you like to write poems? Enter the National Environment and Planning Agency's World Environment Day Poetry Competition. Submit your dub poem, dialect, or standard English piece. You could win big and the chance to record your poem for radio. Enter by Wednesday, May 20. Competition open to students in Kingston, St. Andrew, St. Catherine, St. Thomas, St. Anne, and St. Mary. For more info, check out the NEPA website or Facebook page NEPA-JM or call 754-7540.
Jamaicans!
Jamaicans!
For Labor Day this year, we will work together for the children.
That's right!
In every community,
let's show them that we care.
By creating and upgrading public spaces,
so our children can feel safe.
To play, have fun, and bond together.
So come on, Jamaica, let's work together.
It's a labor of love, nurturing our children.
Labor Day, May 25th.